Saturday marks 5 years since the Tubbs firestorm swept through Sonoma and Napa counties, destroying more than 6,000 homes and killing 22 people, mostly in Santa Rosa. It was at the time the most destructive fire in California history. This week, KCBS looks at what changes have been made to better prepare the region for wildfire. In this segment, KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub took a flight aboard the Sonoma County Fire District's first ever rescue and firefighting helicopter.
Liftoff aboard the Airbus EC-135 twin-engine jet copter occurs at Sonoma County Airport. Its call sign, Sonoma One, as in the first ever helicopter for the Sonoma County Fire District. Chief Mark Hine.
It has a very sophisticated autopilot system. And in fact, we could program in the address that we're flying to and the helicopter will take us there.
And while that's not likely to be utilized, Sonoma One will play a key role.
But just in a couple of days, it'll be 5 years since the Tubbs fire. Would this have helped you at that time?
Yeah, there's no doubt it would have. One of the missions that this helicopter would be capable of performing is nighttime flights for recon purposes. So the ability to have been able to get up in the air over the early stages of the Tubbs fire, know where the fire was, know where the fire is going.
Sonoma One is a collaboration between the fire district and REACH, an airborne medical transport service, which is funding the program with no taxpayer cost. The jet can conduct water drops and be the eyes in the sky for firefighters on the ground.
Right now I'm flying over Fountain Grove. This is the area where the Tubbs fire roared through in less than an hour, destroying about 1,600 homes. Today, much of the Fountain Grove area has been rebuilt.
It's been a long road to recovery, yet hardly complete, but from high above, Sonoma County is moving forward.
That was great, Chief.
Oh, you're welcome. Good to have you, Jeff.
In Santa Rosa, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.